Here are headline stories from Elgin newspapers 100 years ago today, brought to you by the Elgin Area Historical Society. I'm Linda Rock. The stories today were in Elgin newspapers on March 12, 1921. Elgin Elks are looking forward to one of the biggest events of the year's calendar tonight, when the recently initiated class of 200 candidates will be guests of honor at an entertainment and luncheon. The affair is scheduled to be started with a monster parade at 8 o'clock. John W. Schramm will be the master of ceremonies. Roller skating on the street on his way to school yesterday afternoon, the 7-year-old son of Mr. and Mrs. Raymond Folkman of 421 Brook Street was struck by an automobile. The driver took the boy immediately to the nearby home of Dr. E. A. McCormick, who examined him and decided that his injuries were not sufficiently serious to warrant taking him to a hospital. The doctor took the boy home and at last reports his condition was satisfactory. Opening of a second Piggly Wiggly store is being contemplated by the management of the concern, according to an announcement this morning. A suitable location on National Street between Grove Avenue and Raymond Street is being sought and is planned to open the new store in the course of the new month. The Kerber Packing Company has made arrangements with Mr. W. W. Triggs of the well-known Charles W. Triggs Company of Chicago, who will take over the fish department and who will give the people of Elgin and surrounding country a chance to buy the very best fresh and saltwater fish to be found anywhere in the Middle West. All fish will be handled directly from fishing grounds. By placing your order with him Monday or Tuesday morning of any week, he will be able to furnish you with any fish desired. That's it for today. Be sure to tune in again for more news from 100 years ago. And don't forget to visit the Elgin History Museum, located in Old Main at 360 Park Street. You can find its hours of operation and programs offered by the Elgin Historical Society at www.elginhistory.org.